Osaka. Oh, Osaka. You may remember about 2.5 years ago in this city, I had my last young lion match at Osaka Joe. You might remember that at that time I said this was my home. The guys out back and each of you were my family. Boy, how I was wrong. None of you think that I deserve this belt. None of you think I could make it to the top. You didn't think I could beat Kenny? I beat him. You didn't think I could beat Tanahashi? I beat him. You didn't think I could beat Okada? I beat him. And just to put the icing on the top, so there's no doubt in anybody's mind, I just beat Tanahashi again. I am the champion in spite of each and every one of you. I said at a press conference, I would take this and I would spit in your face. And that's exactly what I'm doing metaphorically by having this belt. I don't play by your rules. I don't show heart and passion like Tana. But no, 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 it doesn't matter because I am the real IWGP Heavyweight Champion. I do not do this for any of you. I do this for me. I do this for Ghetto. I do this for the Cutthroat Era Bullet Club. It is a new dawn, a new age, a new beginning. And Tana and all of you can only breathe with the switchblade in my... Welcome to my new era!
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant. EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rantum.
Rant EM.
You'll have to keep that one.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
One place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man.
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Ooh, yeah!
Y'all know where it came from. Sam Wilson got back in the sword. Who knows? Yeah.
When the MCs came, tell it about the names. And to perform, some had to smoke cocaine.
lights. I swing swords and cut clowns. Shit is too swift to bite. You record and write it down. I flow like the blood on a murder scene, like a syringe on some wild out shit to insert a fiend. But it was your walk the shop, stolen art, catch a swollen heart from not rolling smart. I put bad pressure on phony whack rhymes to get hurt. Sits plate like zodiac signs of sweatshirt. That's minimum and feminine like sand.
Yeah.
My minimum stacks the verse on the gamble. Energy is felt once the cord is dealt.
Shaolin shadowboxing in the Wu-Tang sword style. If what you say is true, the Shaolin and the Wu-Tang could be dangerous. On God, I'll let you see my Wu-Tang style.
For sure.
For shizzle. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is February 15th, 2019. It is the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network. I am your gracious host, the Impact, not Impacted Tooth, but the Impacted Player, Mr. Philly Rea. And I am joined, as always, by
the resident mook, Choppy.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Look at Choppy's shirt.
You like this shirt?
What is a mook?
You like this shirt?
You like this hat? You better like this hat.
You like this hat?
Anyway, how's everybody doing, man? I don't see anybody in the chat room.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Are we not live, or what's going on here?
No, it says I got the notification that we're live.
We're live, right?
Unless we're not live through the...
I don't know. Let me open up another Facebook page. Let
yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see.
Did you fuck up again?
No, not at all.
You fucking jerk.
I'm not a jerk. Your sister's a jerk.
Okay. If you say
he's
so.
He's like, okay, how's it going? Okay.
I don't know. I don't have...
Okay, how's it going?
It says we're live.
It says we're live. I guess nobody's joining us tonight.
I guess we're by ourselves tonight.
We're by ourselves tonight. Thank you, everybody, listening on Rant EM Radio, actually. We've got a lot of listeners on there, too. Let's go over there.
Let's go check.
Let's go check on the rant. But has you... I know you're happy.
I'm extremely happy.
You're super happy.
Oh, dude. All right, so Monday and Tuesday, I was working on the show called Bull.
Bull?
B-U-L-L.
Oh, Bull, like bullshit.
Yes. Basically, that's the tag.
Fucking bullshit!
And the man, I got a call from the man, my new boss. His name is
Bill. I was working on the...
Oh, look at this.
Look at this.
Look at this, the Bull. Fucking feedback already. Mario's in the chat room on Rant EM Radio.
Yes, he is.
What's up, Mario from the Barrio?
And Shaolin from the Shaolin.
Shaolin shadowboxing in the Wu-Tang sword style.
So, I get a call from my new boss's name, but believe it or not, his name is also Mike.
Is it?
His name is Mike Murphy.
And Mike Murphy, double M.
Yes. And he says, you want to...
Yeah, I'm getting text messages. Yeah, Facebook Live is on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on.
Fucking mooks.
Facebook says it's live. Hold on a sec. I'm sorry, Chops, finish your story.
So, he gets a text. He's like, I know you're... I heard that you're in Staten Island.
Yeah.
And how would you like to come work for an American saga, the Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, sir, I can.
Yes, sir, Bob.
I am literally, instead of being 40 minutes from home, I will be 15 minutes from home.
You ain't lying.
And coming home, it only takes me 15 minutes to get home.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Fuck going to Long Island City for the next 8 months.
8 months at least, right?
You said? Fuck going to Brooklyn and fuck going to Long Island. I am staying right here at home. The beautiful SI. I can't believe it. It's in fucking insane. I'm very happy. And I heard that you're... what's going on?
I just did it again. Check again. People are texting me saying there's no Facebook Live.
Say what?
Say what? Did I get banned already?
No, you are just, you know...
Because I was DJing.
Somebody's watching. Oh, somebody's in.
Uptown Georgie's
Uptown,
in.
Uptown, okay. Mario.
Mario, okay.
See, I thought we were by our...
I don't know what happened. You saw me set up correctly, right?
I think you did.
I fucking hate this thing. No, I hate it. Technology. Technology sucks.
You fucking love it.
I don't know, man.
Melania's in the house.
Melania? Melania?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Shaolin?
Well, Lottie Frickinda!
Randolph.
Yo... Shit, I forgot to get Mario. I have your hat, dude, and I moved out of my house. And I moved to my new place. It's in storage. I have two hats of Mario in one box. I got to break out the storage, man. I moved a month and a half ago. Like, I don't know if, well, Mario doesn't really. Damn, I think, yeah, I'm a fucking disaster.
We got a full house today.
Randy, Rich, Shaylin, Uptown Georgie, Melanie, everybody's listening in.
By the way, Shaylin, I saw one of your boys, Rohan. He's working with me now on the Wu-Tang job. It's going to be great.
What is a mook?
Exactly.
So Choppy's working on the fucking Wu-Tang Clan documentary. It's not a documentary. It's a series, right?
It's a docu-series.
A docu-series.
So basically, it's going to be the first. It's going to be first about RZA, and then we'll see how the show progresses. It's still very new. It's supposed to be. It was supposed to be a miniseries. I think it's going to be a couple of seasons now.
I like how Choppy sends me text this morning. Guess who I'm standing next to?
Mr. Bobby Diggs.
Hey, Bobby Diggs. I'm like... Like, you don't know, like, I don't know this dude's government name. I'm not down with the Wu-Tang Clan.
I knew you know his name.
Yo, we think I moved this fucking Shaolin 8 years ago and I didn't know the fucking clan?
I know you do.
I'm a fucking Klansman.
You're a Klansman?
A Wu-Tang Klansman.
You're a Klansman?
A Wu-Tang Klansman.
What a jerk.
You're a jerk. You're a fucking jerk off.
You're a jerk off? That's what I think of you.
Yeah. So, at least you had a fucking good week.
Oh, tell me about your week.
Ooh. So Monday night I'm at work, and an hour before I leave, I'm getting like this sharp pain in my face. I'm like, oh, I got a fucking toothache. I never get toothaches, you know? So, but I'm getting like those, it's like not a regular toothache. It's one of those ones that like even if I breathe, I can feel the fucking nerve endings in my face like pulsating. That's how much pain there was in. So I go home. I'm talking to Melanie. I'm like, yo, my fucking face hurts, man. So we're like going like on 1-800-DENTIST. Looking up dentists and shit. So I find one. She gives me the phone number. I call. I find one. The dude calls me that morning. He's like, do you want to come in? I'm like, yeah, I'll come in today. Like, can you come in at 11 o'clock? I'm like, I'll come in now. He's like, well, I'm driving. And we have like a little bit of a snowstorm type of thing going on. So yeah. The weather was really bad. So I get there. The dude checks my face. He's like, listen. He goes, when's the last time you flossed? I'm like, I don't floss. Like, they know. Like, I hate when they do that. When's the last time you brushed your teeth? I'm like, 2 hours ago. When's the last time you flossed? I don't fucking floss regularly. Like, he can, by looking at your teeth, you can tell I don't floss normally, right?
Exactly.
So then he does the whole x-ray. It's like, hey, you got a cavity here, cavity there. And he goes, wait, well, you know, you have a cracked wisdom tooth. I'm like, I'll take it out. I can't take it out. You got to go to a surgeon. Really? He's like, yeah, the weather's pretty bad, though. I was like, well, I came here in mass transit. How the fuck am I, where's the fucking, you know, where's the oral surgeon that you're referring me to? He's like, it's across town. I'm like, what? Across town now? So he goes, let me call them, see if they have anybody available. I'm like, at this point, I might as well. I'm already out of work, right? So apparently because of the weather, they were also backed up, and I couldn't use a – they said tomorrow. Call them tomorrow. So I didn't – I have brand new insurance, so I didn't know if my insurance was going to cover it. So I call my insurance. My insurance is fine with it. I booked the appointment, and I pop a fucking bunch of pills to, you know, keep the pain at bay. And then I go in. So I go in Wednesday morning, 11:30, I got to be there. So 10:30, I'm sorry. So I get there. The wait in the lobby was more than the fucking procedure. I go in. They sit me down in this fucking Captain Picard looking fucking chair, right? And then they do this panoramic fucking x-ray. I have to bite down on this big stick. And they do the panoramic so they can get the fucking full of it. He's like, yeah. He goes, all right. Then the chick looks at my screen where my teeth come up. Grabs a walkie-talkie and goes, I got an extraction on tooth 16. I'm bringing him to room 3. I repeat, room 3. What the fuck? I'm getting, like, worried now. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. She's like, just step over here to room 3. This guy runs in. He's got scrubs on, right? And he's got running shoes on. Hey, I'm Dr. Katz. How are you? Okay, how are you? Pulls out 4 big fucking needles. I'm going to numb your face and tell you what I'm going to do. Do you want any? You want to go to sleep? I'm like, no. So I'm going to numb your face. Okay, that's fine. He puts five fucking needles in my face. My baby face, right? So now while he's numbing my face, right, he runs out. I hear him pull another tooth. Comes back in and then fucking pulls mine within 10 minutes. I was sitting longer in the chair to get, like, the instructions, the post-op, instructions with the pills and shit. Like, the whole experience was bizarre. It felt like I was telling Will the other night. It was like a production line.
I have an extraction on 216, room 3.
10-4.
It was definitely an assembly line, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, shout out to Paramount Dental, man. They're awesome. Shout out to Bree for fucking taking me. The weather was really good. I think by the time she got back home, I was fucking done already. She's like, you're done? I'm like, yeah. She's like, holy fuck. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. Like, I told her, yeah, I'll call you back in an hour, 2 hours, go shopping, have at it. Okay, no problem. She's like, you're done? I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking done. How do you feel? I mean, no, maybe babies. My baby nippy down the flavor. Right? So, you know, now I have to fucking chew on gauze for fucking 7 hours. Now, I would make a terrible partner on the homosexual side because I have no fucking gag reflex. You put anything in my mouth that's not food, I'm gagging. Right? So I got this fucking cotton in my mouth. I'm like, ugh. I'm fucking retching already, right? And I have no gag reflex. So now I'm trying to put this fucking, now I'm home, trying to put the cotton in the back of my mouth because they took the very last fucking tooth on my right, on my left-hand side, on the top. So like I'm trying to bite down this fucking gauze, and I'm like, the cat's like looking at me like, wait, that's what I do. You know? When I fucking cough up a fucking a hairball. So I'm like retching. It was the, you know, and I'm just trying to stay positive because, you know, it's just like my insurance covered like 80% of the procedure with the deductible. So I'm like, I paid under $100 with my medicine, you know. So I said to the doc, can I go back to work tomorrow? I already missed 2 days, you know. He's like, well, are you going to take the codeine I'm going to give you? You giving me codeine? He's like, yeah, if you're in pain. I'm like, because if you take the codeine, you can't go to work. Because we do for a living. I tell him, he goes, no, you definitely can't go to work.
Nope.
He goes, you definitely can't go to work. So, oh, hello, Karen. Hello, Tony Z. Watching the Mukhtang Clan. Neil, what's up, Neil? Right? Sweet Lid. Thank you, Kelly. My Larry Bird championship hat. Everybody's. Oh, I missed a whole bunch of comments. I'm sorry.
You're an asshole.
So yeah, oh, look. Kelly. Look at Melanie. Gretch, yeah, yeah. I got that Texas. Yo, man. So I have no. Like I said, no. So now, that was rough because you can bleed out for like 48 hours, depending on, you know, your fucking level of blood that you're putting out when you know, and they don't stitch it no more. You know, so I got this big hole in my baby. Might be bubbling, be dumb, the flavor, right? So. Take care of your teeth, guys. Well, it was a wisdom tooth, and the doctor said to me, I don't know how you walk around with a cracked wisdom tooth. I'm like, carefully? You want me to tell you? You know?
I'm over here now.
Yeah, really. Where have I been, Doc?
I'm over here now.
Yeah, seriously. this is where I've been, Doc. I'm over here now.
I'm over here now.
I'm serious. So, man. So that was rough, and I'm supposed to go out tomorrow night, and my friend's like, well, if you're going to be sick, I don't want you out. I'm like, no, I'm going to be fine, you know, whatever. And I went out last night, and, you know, I was like, I'm not even chewing on that side, man. I'm chewing on my right side. I'm not fucking with it because I don't want no more. I don't want to bleed no more, and I don't want none of that shit. So, you know, I was like, fuck that, man. Just take care of your teeth. Seriously, take care of your teeth.
That being said, everything is awesome.
Yeah, we saw that. We saw that last week. That was a good movie.
It was very good.
The sound in that. The Chopper didn't like the new theater. They opened two new theaters here on Staten Island.
Don't like it.
So went to the new. There was one near my house. One near Choppy's house. Went to the one near Choppy's house. It's a new AMC theater
right at the mall
at the IMAX. It has the IMAX and everything in it.
Sound is fantastic.
The sound is amazing, and the food was good. The last time I went to one of these things with the dining ones, the food was fucking miserable. This time though, the food was on point. They didn't have a lot of food. It was like the first day or second day they ran out of food.
Yeah.
So I got a burger. Mel got chicken. What'd you guys get?
Onion rings, French fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So it was good though. I mean, you know, ring that bell. Cousin Rich said, Jessica's in the building. The homo gag comment. Yeah. Well, pew 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 pew. That's right. The laundry basket is the special guest tonight. Yeah, behind us. Look at that.
Yes.
You guys, once Choppy and I fix this fucking backdrop, we'll be all right.
My favorite comment from that movie, Batman says, "Yes, get those chiseled glutes."
Yeah, he's getting a massage. Yeah, get those chiseled glutes.
What a douche!
Gotta love Batman.
What about Superman? Hey, Lexi, let's hit him with the song.
Hey, Lexi, let's hit him with the song. I'm no longer Superman. I'm
Silly Man.
But they're opening another one by my house.
Okay.
In Tottenville.
Yeah, I heard
so that. We'll definitely hit that.
I'll tell you right now, Shaylin, do not check it out. It's not worth it. And you work at the mall. It's, you know what? Go check it out. You want to know why? Because my fat ass couldn't fit in those chairs. You will probably have a better time than I did.
Mike Palmer's in the building. Mr. Mike Palmer.
Hello, Mr. Palmer. Video.
Wordy Bums, former bass player of Mindset. Mindset became Sworn Enemy, which came out with a new single. Really good shit. What are you sucking, dick?
No.
I love them. But Mike's my man. Elaine. Oh, Elaine. Hey, buddy.
Elaine's in the house.
Yogi.
Where the fuck did you get? Play that again.
Yogi.
Now, the reason we play that, I didn't even know you got that. You're an
Yogi.
Asshole.
Yogi.
You're an asshole. So the reason Vail is playing that is because Elaine looks exactly like Miyagi's brother. Miyagi!
Yogi. Yogi.
Yeah. That was great.
So every time it comes on now, I can't not watch it because Elaine looks like Sato when when Sato's my age.
Miyagi!
Right? So today I'm watching it again. And
it pops up.
Yeah. So now about 2 hours ago, I get a message from Rob. Rob's like, Elaine's going to be in the chat room tonight. Need to have a Miyagi bit. So I'm already on it.
Are you kidding me?
Miyagi! Yogi!
You're an asshole! I was not expecting that.
Hey, how do you not? And Elaine's our brother, you know, but he looks just like Mr. Sato. A younger, more sophisticated, better looking Mr. Sato. Because, you know, Sato is like a fucking geriatric at that point.
And in shape.
Ooh, ring that bell.
No, because Mr. Sato was not in shape.
Well, when Elaine becomes Sato's age, he might just challenge us to a fucking face fucking of a death match.
Yes.
Sato is a boss. You ain't lying.
Yeah.
And Elaine's the brain of our crew, so it makes perfect sense that he's the boss. Elaine is like the bad luck Fale of Takeover Club. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. He's like the underboss.
He is our underboss.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
That's what I'm saying.
What would you be? If he's Fale, what are you?
I don't know. Do we have a leader?
I don't think there is a leader.
I don't know.
Well, the Bullet Club is not really a group of leaders. It's just a group of guys.
Yeah, a bunch of handsome fucks, too.
I'll tell you right now.
This is me.
We'll get into that in a few minutes. Yeah, so I'm over it. I'm over the fucking tooth thing. Choppy's going to be in Shaolin working for like the next year, you lucky fuck.
Yeah!
I texted him like, yo, man, are you in the neighborhood? Can you just cram me on the way to the studio? He's like, yeah. I was like, yes.
It's only like 5 minutes from
5 minutes away.
I'm telling you right now, I got to take you over there.
Who, Mario said, Tama Tonga, easy money. Wow. Word. Word. Takeover Club. I'm talking to Cuzzo Anthony. We got some new shirts lined up for WrestleMania weekend.
Gear.
Holy shit. We are going to look fresh to death, ladies and gentlemen. When I tell you, fresh to death, I cannot emphasize that enough. It's going to be a happening.
So, yeah, man. I'm going to, when we get everything all built and whatever, I'm going to see if I take you over there just to show you how everything looks.
Yeah, you know what? And I've talked about this a few times on this show and on Ghetto Geek Squad. Staten Island is the forgotten borough.
Correct.
And people who are from here are very proud people. The Wu-Tang Clan put this borough on the map.
Yep.
In the early 90s. Their influence on hip-hop and on pop culture alone is insanely famous, insanely fucking recognizable. So I feel like, and Choppy is so fucking thrilled to be a part of that because he's a resident. We're not from Staten Island, but we live here and we rep it, and it gets a bad rap a lot.
The only reason it gets a bad rap is just because
it's just hard to get around.
It's a hard place to get to if you live in Manhattan, Queens, or Brooklyn. Yeah.
So, but there are a lot of good people out here, and
food's good,
and the food is good, and the Wu-Tang is for the people, like the shirt says, Wu-Tang is for the children.
Yes.
As the kids say now. Rocking my Celtics hat. What's up, Mike Walsh? Yeah, I'm a Larry Bird
Mikey!
Guy. I'm a Larry Bird guy. So I'm a Knicks fan by trade, but if I had a second favorite basketball team, it would definitely be the Celtics.
Really?
Yeah, because I grew up... See, when I first watched basketball as a kid, the Knicks weren't on TV. Unless you were, like, you know, on Channel 9, like 2 o'clock in the morning. But when I was a kid, the game of the week was Lakers-Celtics... Lakers, Pistons, Celtics, Pistons, Pistons, Lakers, the you know, whatever. Boys. Yeah. Yeah, and Bird, McHale, Parrish, Danny Ainge.
But, okay, since you were a Celtics fan, were you ever, like, say, for example, a, I know it's more recent, Kevin Garnett?
Oh, yeah, I like those guys with Ray Allen. Yeah. And Yeah. I'm not a hardcore Celtics fan. I'm more of a retro guy. Like, I wear the jacket and a hat. But, I mean, when the Knicks come back to fruition, I'll break out the rest of my Knick gear. But for now, I'm just, you know, I'm a Larry Bird guy. I went to the Hall of Fame twice in Springfield, Mass. You know, I have family up there.
What a shitty fucking area that is.
Springfield, yeah. The Raya family has roots up in Massachusetts. Not on the west side, though, on the eastern seaboard, near 20 minutes south of Boston. So, like, as a kid, I went to the Garden, you know, to see some shit, some wrestling.
Which Garden?
The Garden, the Boston Garden. Oh, okay. Now it's called TD Garden.
The TD Garden.
What are you, retarded? It's not hard to get around because it's not soft.
Soft?
Yeah, I don't have an accent. Do I have an accent?
Yeah, of course you do.
You would say that.
You have that Ridgewood accent.
You're fucking right I do. Fucking right I do.
He has that Ridgewood and then Staten Island.
Staten Island. Staten Island.
You're a jackal. That's what I think of you.
Why, thanks, buddy.
What did Tony do?
Oh, boy. Here we...
Yes!
Wow, that's fantastic.
Someone mastered the... I'm turning this right into fucking pro wrestling tees tonight.
Wow, Mukden?
We're saving this. Tony, can you send me a high-definition picture of that so I can fucking...
God damn,
that's... So I can send it to Ryan and pro wrestling tees?
This is like Matt Squire's quality right there. Yo,
that's insane, man. That's insane. Larry Bird or Coco?
Better Bird, Larry, or Coco?
My wife is calling me retarded. Nah. Don't tell me about accents, Melanie, you fucking flip.
Flip.
She's a flip. You know what a flip is? It's a fucking Long Island person.
Here we go.
Where they come from towns, not neighborhoods. Please, Tony, I'll turning it into fucking pro wrestling tees, like, as soon as you mail it to me.
That's fantastic, bro.
Mukden Clan.
Mukden Clan. That's great.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Choppy's got his Mook shirt on that he got for Valentine's Day. Hope everybody had a nice Valentine's Day. This was my first one single in almost a decade.
That's okay.
Over a decade.
It's beautiful.
I still went out, though, and had a good time, you know, because I'm not going to fucking deny myself of good times.
Okay.
Who the fuck are they denying me of good times?
Yeah, fuck them.
Fucking Mooks. Ring that bell. Kick your ass. JT's in the room. What up, JT? JT's a fucking Shaolin resident.
Yes, he is.
Mukden Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. You ain't lying. The Mukden Clan. That's dope. We gotta get wifey shirt. We gotta get...
Only Shining Wizard Tony would come up with something like that.
It'd be like the sub-crew of Takeover Club.
Louie?
Lou. We gotta get Jason, Chops. We have Choppy and Chops. Lou's brothers.
I'll get my new second born.
The baby. What is a mook? That's right.
What is a mook? In streets, a fight starts over this four letter term for a crude northeastern guy, though no one understands it. What is a mook?
The Mukden Clan.
The fact that a Canuck like Alex Trebek says mook is funny.
Yeah, we're gonna get into Pedro Morales in a minute. If you guys don't know the format of the show. Me and Choppy shoot the shit, then we talk about some new news, and then we go into our throwback. So, what else is going on before we get into our news and notes? Oh, I got one thing I got to plug. Our buddy Phil from the big event sent me a text earlier, and we're working on a guest for next week. I'm not promising, but we're working on a guest for next week because we're doing... What are we doing next week? We're doing Super Brawl 99, I think, next week, right? Yeah.
Is it Super Brawl?
Yeah. Because we're doing the WWF one tonight.
Oh, yeah, that I know.
Okay. Phil said, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, they're going to be vending him. Choppy and I got invited to any of these. We have to let them know which one we want to go to. March 9th at the LaGuardia Plaza Hotel in Queens, right by the LaGuardia Airport. Then that same night, they're at WrestlePro in Rawway from 6 to 8 p.m., Jimmy Hart. And then on March 10th, it's Bud Carson's March Madness, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Fairview Fire Company in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So go to BigEvent.com, BigEventNewYork.com. Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. That's his appearance. That's our buddy Phil. He's going to be vending Jimmy Hart. So you might see
Yoda.
That's right. I am the Yoda of yesteryear. Goddamn right I am. Yeah, so that's Jimmy. So Phil and his crew are going to be vending Jimmy Hart. We got invited to any one of those. We just got to let him know which one we want to go to.
Awesome.
So maybe we'll do Rawway. I'm not sure. I don't know if you're even available that night. It's a Saturday. It's March 9th. I don't know if you're available to go.
Should be fine. Yeah, why not?
Okay. So maybe, instead of schlepping out to Queens, we'll just go to... Rawway's...
It's over the bridge.
20 minutes from here.
Correct.
And we'll bump into all the fucking... The rowdies over there. I'm sure we'll see Garifo and fucking Ronnie and JP and all those guys. Maybe Kathy Hummer, I'm sure.
Bowman, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Bowman.
You never know.
Maybe Tony. Maybe Tony will come. Maybe Shining Wizards Eddie will show his face again. We don't know.
Oh, man, hearing that Pedro Morales. Okay.
All right. So, obviously, everybody wants to hear about Pedro Morales.
Thoughts?
Rest in peace. First Triple Crown winner of the WWF. IC World and Tag Team Straps. My favorite Pedro match probably would be him and Bruno when they had the draw at Shea Stadium.
Okay.
When face versus face for the title. But I didn't get to see it till I was an adult.
I think one of my favorite matches was him in Morocco.
Yeah. Well, see, I was at the Garden. He would open, and Pedro Morales was legitimately the minority version of Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah,
the Latinos in the Northeast adored him. Even when I was going in 85, when I first started going to the Garden in 85, he was so over, and he'd be the curtain jerker.
If Sammartino was number one, Morales was probably number two at that time.
I got to meet him once.
At
one of these conventions. Yeah, just a brief hello. How
are you? Look?
Old. I mean, he was an old guy. He was just right before you. He's been sick for a minute though, so he got. But I don't want to sound biased. You have to be here, and Georgie can attest to this because Uptown Georgie, we're all the same age. But you have to being from New York, even from the Northeast, Jersey, Boston, any spot with a huge Latin contingency, Pedro Morales was over. Period. So it's always, I don't know, Pedro versus Ivan Koloff for the belt. Yeah, that was Shaylin's favorite match. Okay. Because he beat Ivan Koloff for the title.
Correct.
Bruno needed a break. That's why Ivan Koloff. Ivan Koloff was a transitional champion. Let's be honest.
When you have the belt for 8 fucking years, after a while, because you got to think about it. Sammartino was a golden goose for so long. And McMahon Sr. made so much money off of Sammartino's name.
Correct.
And then, because you gotta remember, Northeast was all about Italians, the Jewish people.
Hispanics,
and blacks.
Especially
And that one figure, Sammartino, was the symbol of hope for all the minorities.
Yeah.
And then that got passed over to Pedro Morales, and he became that figure, that symbol of hope.
Yeah.
That even a minority can make it, you know? And that's what he did.
And not only was he, over, he was good.
He was very good.
he was super talented, man.
I think he was better than Sammartino.
In a lot of ways, yeah.
Not the charisma of Sammartino.
No,
but
Pedro didn't need... See, that's the thing, though. Pedro was well-spoken,
yes,
but didn't speak.
No.
I don't think he had to.
He was good. He was very good in the ring.
Hey, Pedro was all Bruno. You're right, Georgie. You're right. And I was sad because I was in pain, and I was telling this to, I called into the rant on Tuesday in between pain medication. I was like, yo, I said, you guys got to understand something. I'm like, Pedro was a big deal here.
He was.
I take it when your heroes die, man, and you're still young, kind of sucks. And he was up there in age. Now that means, wait, I'm getting up there in age. So, like I said, he was still getting IC title shots, too.
Yeah, he was.
I remember him fighting Macho Man.
Yep.
So he was still getting mad. He fought Adonis. He fought Morocco. He fought... He was the curtain jerker.
You know what's amazing to me is that Ivan Putski is still alive.
Polish Power. Me and Chubby are watching All-Star Wrestling from 1982 tonight.
It's fantastic.
And fucking Polish Power. He gets on the mic. Polish Power!
With fucking hairy back and all.
240 pounds. Let me tell you something. These guys were jacked to the gills. I don't even think they were juicing. I honestly don't think Tony Atlas was juicing either.
Well, you're out of your fucking way. Bro, you watch watch Tony Atlas in Mid-Atlantic and then watch him in WWF. He was juicing, bro.
Kevin Castle. Kevin Castle's in the room. What's up, Kevin?
Where?
It says, well, he was in the room.
Oh, man.
And you know who else is in the room?
Scott, I got to ask you a question. Have you seen the Brawley movie yet? Because that movie's fantastic.
I downloaded it for Choppy tonight.
You're so nice.
I did. That's what I'm here for.
Yes! Yes! I can't believe you used it.
And then Mike said, Kevin Castle must be devastated. Yeah. Kevin's 5 years older than me, so Kevin was watching Rick McGraw and all the other guys.
Oh, man.
You know? But, you know, it's dropping like flies, man. Pedro was a Hall of Famer, too, so at least he goes out. Goes out with a good reputation and
never anything like damaging to his career. Like
straight
laced
good guy.
Just like San Martino.
Yeah, and they were role models.
Correct. Squeaky clean.
He was country fed. Tony Atlas. I agree. I don't think Tony Atlas was juicing at all. I'm serious.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. Dude, I'm telling you.
Man.
You look at him. You look at... And then this was 82. Albano brings out Snooker tonight, I was watching. And Snooker was fucking ripped.
Snooker was ripped because he was on roids.
He was probably on roids. But Snooker was ripped. What's up?
Let's see. Tony just sent it to you.
Thank you, Tony. Jose Luis Rivera. Yeah, Rich. He was Max Rivera in 1982. And Barry Horowitz was Barry Hart.
Barry Horowitz is still my favorite.
I hope you sell 1,000 of them. Tony, I hope so too. You get all the credit. So, we can't sell shirts for the life of us anyway. So, I mean, we'll give you the credit nonetheless.
Correct.
Snooker's muscles and his mind were ripped. Ring that bell. Yeah, so we're watching All Star Wrestling, and Saito and Fuji were the tag champs. The Guiding Light, Albano, they called him the Guiding Light. And fucking seeing Ernie Roth, man, Grand Wizard.
Those fucking Cyclops glasses on, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, she slipped on piss, brother. Okay, brother. Cuzzo Anthony's in the building. Anthony, we just talked about you, man. Yep. The foot stomper. The foot stomper lover, that's right. He has a foot fetish, that fucking clown.
You got a foot fetish?
No, Tony Atlas does.
Well,
on a cell phone.
On a cell phone.
On a cell. I need to get my cell phone here, motherfucker. Look over here.
I wonder if him and Kamala were hanging out all the time.
No.
Come in, just Sapa Sima and him going at it.
Me and Choppy were talking about how the mighty have fallen when they brought back Tony Atlas in the late 80s and Vince wanted him to be Sapa Sima. Here's how the conversation went. Come on in, Tony. You know, we love you to death here. We've been having you for a minute. And I'm watching Roots. And I can't call you Kunta. So we're going to call you Sapa Sima. And you're going to be great. You're going to wear a mask. You're going to wear a shield and a big stick.
And you're going to puke.
And you're going to puke.
Yeah, look. That's right. Good.
In all fairness, all joking aside, how do you sell that? Like, seriously? And I'm not trying to be a dick. How do you sell that to Tony Atlas if you're Vince McMahon? The way I said it, probably not, because he'd probably fucking stomp his face in, right?
No, Vince says, Tony, we're gonna pay you a lot of money.
Kamala, I'm going to teach you how to bowl. That's right, Mike.
Tony, we're gonna pay you a lot of money. We're going to have you dress up like a tribesman from Africa. And you're going to act like you're African.
What's fucked up is I was at an age where I knew that was fucked up. Like, I was 15. Like, I knew that was fucked up. I'm sitting in my living room going, this can't happen like this, man. This can't fucking happen
this. Former tag team champion, Tony Atlas.
This is Superman Tony Atlas. This is Mr. USA Tony Atlas. This is fucking Tony Atlas and Rocky Johnson Tony Atlas. Like, that's fucked up. Think about it.
I'm telling you.
That's just fucked up.
Could have been a lot worse.
Scott's like, I'm done. Wear a loincloth and gonna puke. You're gonna puke. Or else.
You're fired.
No, put the flare one.
Oh, no, yeah. Where is it? Hold on. Where's my... Yeah, fire me.
Fire me! All right, fire! Fire me!
And I thought Akeem was fucked up. It was!
Akeem was not fucked up.
Akeem was... Did you crack ass again?
Yes, I did.
Holy shit, dude! Your assholes are infected! Holy dog shit, man! His asshole's been on fire since about 6:30 this evening.
Correction, since 5 since I got out of work. Akeem for Black History Month. Oh god!
It was funny.
It was great
because the gang was good, and so was Slick.
Slick was with him, so he had no problem with it.
No, I'm not. The casual wrestling fan be like, "That's fucked up." The hardcores didn't care because we knew what was up. But Samba Simba, like Akeem, was more of a parody.
Okay, if that's fucked up, then Ricky Simba as like Bruce Lee was.
Yeah,
fucked up.
Of course it was.
That's fucked up.
I remember being in the garden for the karate match. Between him and Mr. I'm telling you, first he fought Morocco, right?
Yes.
Then Fuji interferes. The next month he gets a shot at Fuji, Steamboat. And they fight in a karate match. So they both come out in the karate gis, right? Him and Fuji. You laugh. Ask my mom. My mom was there. My mom was there. I mean, so, right? That, wait. Okay, so now you want to know he more fucked up? You know how they lose by DQ? They fucking lynch him. Morocco and Fuji lynch him with his own fucking karate gear. They fucking lynch him over the fucking top rope. So not only are they fucking stereotyping Japanese, but now you're doing the fucking lynching? What is this, fucking Tennessee, 1948?
Well, isn't that what the Japs do, though?
No. Hot box. She said hot box. Real talk, I remember that. Right, Georgie? I bet you Georgie was there when he saw the fucking karate matches.
Okay, what about... Okay, if you want to talk about offensive, what about Booker T as G.I. Bro?
Right!
G.I. Bro, dude!
Right, G.I. Bro? We should... You know, we're all coming to the tail end of Black History Month. We should really get fucking terrible fucking African-American gimmicks. Kamala was great, but still fucked up.
What about Big Daddy V?
Big Daddy V? Sexual chocolate?
Men on a mission?
Mom? The Rap Master, PN News.
You want to talk about offensive? What about the gangsters?
Yo.
That was offensive.
But Smoky Mountain, Jim Cornette made them fucking racist. Them and the Funks, they were kicked off TV in Tennessee.
I know they were.
They did some. They fucking graffitied fucking Dory Funk's horse. That was some shit, dude.
It was fucked up.
Yeah, man. But that was some fucked up gimmicks.
I'm trying to think more.
But how do you sell that? Like, I mean, you can't be that hard up for money, man. Coco Beware? Well, Coco Beware was that...
That wasn't really that.
But that was his gimmick from Memphis. He was
But him carrying a bird was not offensive.
No, but...
Now, if you walked out of there with a bucket of KFC, it would have been fucked up.
100%. with the Colonel as his fucking manager.
Colonel Rob Parker.
Well.
That's J-E-double-F-J. Remember when he was...
Yo.
Crime Time. Remember that shit?
That's right.
That shit was fucked up.
But, like, how do you... Like, I don't...
Do you remember JTG's, like, OVW name?
No.
It was the Neighborhoody.
The Neighborhoody. Ring that bell. Like the FBI?
What's wrong with the FBI?
Nothing. But
the only real Italian was fucking Nunzio.
Was Nunzio.
Everyone else was
fucking
either black or white.
Southern. Ron Simmons, the Gladiator, with that fucking stupid helmet.
That wasn't offensive.
Stop it.
When he was Farouk, it was fucking offensive.
Farouk Assad.
Assad. Oh God!
How about making? How about giving him a black lawyer, Clarence Mason? Remember that dude?
Clarence Mason was fantastic. What about PG-13?
I'm not disregard. Yo, that was offensive, but genius in two. Like, listen, I'm not against it. I'm just telling you how. I want
to
know.
You know what was offensive to me? Seeing Justin Credible in the jockstrap.
Because you're Portuguese. Yeah. Wearing your flag colors. He had a Portuguese underwear on his face.
I love you, Justin, but that was fucked
okay,
up,
okay, terrific.
Thank God you were just incredible in ECW and not fucking Aldo Montoya.
Aldo Montoya wearing the fucking Portuguese underwear. The Portuguese jockstrap on his face.
Oh, my God. Why did Vince do that? What a dick.
I don't know. The NOD, Papa Shango.
That wasn't really offensive, was it? It was a character, but it wasn't offensive.
It was a voodoo guy, but
what about Kama the Ultimate Fighting Machine?
That poor dude had more aliases than fucking Get Smart.
It was like Chris Candido, no gimmicks, but he was no. Kama was all gimmicks needed. Kama Mustafa.
Kama was all gimmicks needed.
What about the Godfather? That was fucked up. The pin drop.
How do you convince these guys? Like, all right, listen, Charles.
Hey, Chuck, come over here.
Have you seen him in person?
Yeah, he's a big
man. He's a massive man.
He's huge. Success.
How do you sell that to him? Here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to put some face paint on you, give you your voodoo gimmick. All right? Then we're going to fucking make you some kind of ultimate fighter, which you know nothing about. Then, here it is, we're going to make you a black pimp. And you're going to come out with escorts every house show on every fucking TV.
He made money, though.
Again, like, I get it. Like, I'm with it. Virgil.
He was a servant.
Max Moon had a cup on his face. 100%.
He did.
You know, that stupid fucking thing he shot out of his arm. Man, but I mean, let's stick to the minority gimmicks right now.
Shaylin says, I admit, as a kid, I didn't know Justin Kremel was wearing balls on his face.
Portuguese balls. How do you say balls in Portuguese?
Ballish.
Oh, ballish? Ballish. He's wearing ballish on his fach. People got bills to pay. Bro, I get it, Neil. I understand.
Neil, but bro, you got to admit, though.
Come on.
Godfather made some bank in the attitude era.
I loved it. I loved it, but how do you sell it as an older
Charles,
fan?
Charles, this is how you're going to sell it.
Charles?
You're going to roll a fatty for this pimp daddy.
Yeah, you're going to smoke blunts, you're going to get whores, and you're going to choo-choo your way to the top.
Choo-choo! He said choo-choo.
Or else,
you're fired.
Oh, man, Soul Taker. Remember that shit?
Yeah, he became the... No, not... Oh, no, that was...
Charles Wright was
Soul. That was his first... That was in Memphis, right?
USWA, I think.
USWA, yeah. The Soul Taker. Oof. Remember when Jerry Lawler had the USWA title like 27 times?
I do.
He was USWA
champ.
And
I believe his son
27
had like, champ. And I believe his son times. Was like 40 times.
Insane.
Wait, did you guys really need the belt that many times?
Rocky King.
Rocky.
Quang. And Quang wasn't even Asian. Quang was a Samoan. Muhammad Hassan. No, what's up, Quang? Justin? From Inconclusives in the room.
Quang was Samoan?
Yeah, Quang was fucking Rikishi.
No.
Yes, he was.
No, it was not. It was
you look that up?
Sultan was Rikishi.
So was Quang.
Quang was not the Rikishi.
All right, look it up.
You're pissing me off.
All right, guys, we're moving away from the topic. I meant minority gimmicks, not Sergeant Slaughter, not Quang. Kerwin White, the
Savio Mexican. Vega was
Savio
Quang.
Vega, I'm sorry.
You jerk off.
You're right. Yeah. Kerwin White, that was
Yo, Chavito. As Kerwin White.
The Mexicals.
Mexicals was fucked up. They came out in lawnmowers, dude.
Lawnmowers, John Diaz. Just fucked up all around. Period.
But I think Muhammad Hassan, he's right. Muhammad Hassan was.
Muhammad Hassan was, not only was he misused, fucking amazing, though.
Greatest heel since fucking Iron
that
Sheik.
That new kid, though, is going to take his place.
Which kid?
The kid from 205.
Mustafa Ali? I hate that kid.
Dude, I love that kid.
I don't like him.
I love that kid.
If he was a heel, it'd be different, but as a babyface, he's fucking...
Fucking Tatanka. But Tatanka's really Native American.
Okay.
No, he's not. He's Italian, I think.
Is he?
I think so.
Bro, his finishing move at one point was called the Trail of Tears. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Savio was Quang. I'm doing it with my memory, man. Fucking...
Fuck you.
Jesus!
Pastor's in the house!
That's right, Pastor. What's up, Pastor?
We're about to offend a pastor.
JC.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
We're about to offend Pastor right now.
No, we're not going to offend Pastor. How are we going to offend Pastor?
Because we've been talking about all these gimmicks.
No, fuck that shit. Pastor knows the deal. All right, let's get into some more news.
Okay.
If you lived under a rock, early Monday morning from the land of the rising sun. New Japan Pro Wrestling crowned a brand new World Heavyweight Champion. And it's the seventh foreigner to win, or Gaijin, as they say over in Japan. You say the fourth youngest?
He's the fourth youngest in the title's history. The youngest being Nakamura at 22, and this gentleman's at 26.
If you didn't listen to the beginning of the show, I played the promo. 26 years old. 6 years in the business. He's beaten every top guy in the last year.
He mentioned everybody. Kenny, Okada,
he beat Tanahashi twice. He beat Okada. He beat Omega. We're talking about Switchblade, Jay White, the new leader of Bullet Club, is your new heavyweight champion.
And I've been calling it for a year now that this motherfucker was going to be the real deal. And then Rob was like, oh, he has no charisma.
Yeah,
he
Rob don't like him.
Bro. I know you don't like him, but you want to know something? I knew he was going to be somebody fuck. Here's another one. Reverend Devon.
Yeah.
Reverend Devon. That was fucked up.
Yes. Man. Yes.
Fucked up.
Yes.
What's another one?
Fucked up, man. And you know this.
Was that Chris Tucker?
And you know this, man.
That movie was fucked up.
What the fuck you stealing cardboard boxes for, man? We're trying to build a clubhouse.
Oh, my neck. My back, my neck, and my back.
Boy, you better get your ass up.
The floor's not even wet.
Hey, Smokey, you back there taking a shit?
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
I don't want to say that. Hey, Smokey back here taking a shit. You ain't here for me.
That movie's fantastic.
But seriously, though, Jay White.
New IWGP heavyweight champion.
He gets better every time I see him.
He's great.
I like
his mic skills are so much better.
26 years old. You got to watch the press conference.
Ooh, I saw that. Very good.
I like when he finally stops talking and he says to Gato, he goes, Gato, you want to say something? Gato's like, no, you say enough. And he grabs the beer and he fucking bounces.
That was great.
Oh, look who's in the room so early tonight. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
Nick.
Wow, you actually have a life today, huh?
Oh, you got a side hustle.
Yeah, his side hustle should be go home and sleep.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific.
Look at this. Oh, what about, who can forget the most recent one? The Street Profits.
I like those guys.
They're
man.
Great, but that's kind
tonight, of... Tonight, what that fucking finishing move they did tonight on, we watching NXT.
That was like a top rope Steiner Bulldog. It was almost like the Steiner Bulldog, but it was the Buff Blockbuster. I'm telling you, Montez Ford, when he goes to singles, he's going to be amazing.
Facebook Live allows me to chat sooner when I'm en route. All right.
Wow.
Okay.
Who cares?
Been smoking some, too. Smoke dog. Arr. Kelly watched that movie with me at least 50 times.
That movie's fantastic.
Me and Kelly used to watch it every weekend.
That movie's fantastic.
You ain't got no sugar. Damn. You never got two things that match. Peanut butter, no jelly. Ham, no burger.
Milk, no cereal.
Damn.
Headlining G1 will be there. You better believe it.
What's up? Donnie D's in the room. What's up, Donnie?
Damn, we have so many people in the
fucking
house.
I love it, man. Cuzzo is there. We're headlining G1, baby. Yeah.
So, I say it's going to be him and fucking Naito.
Naito? I hope it's Kota Ibushi.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing, dude.
If it's Kota Ibushi, viva la Portugal.
Great. Oh, that's awesome.
I hope they fucking... give it because Kota Ibushi's a fucking baby face. Like he looks
he's a
true baby face.
Absolutely.
So
I can never see that guy. You know who he reminds me of? Ricky Steamboat. I can never see him as a heel. I can never see that motherfucker as a heel.
I would. It would have to be Sonata lending him some hair gel or something.
Oh god.
Because I can't see him in heel at all.
No way.
They'd have to give him a whole new fucking makeover.
Sonata, I can't even see him as a babyface over heel. I can just see him being
no,
fired.
No, Rich, Doom was not a fucking racist gimmick.
No, Doom was fine.
They were fucking amazing.
Doom was not racist. At least I don't think they were. Nope, Okada, Getty. What was he saying?
Gato is booking White as a replacement for Omega. Yes and no. Yes and no. Then why would he have him beat all those guys and they were still there? You know, stop. All right, enough of the dirt sheet fucking...
Okada could be out the door, but who cares?
You know what? Listen, I really don't give a fuck they're going to put on a good product either way, Gaijin or not. They got guys in place. They still have Tanahashi. They still have Okada. They still have Kota
Ibushi. I think they have a great product. They have a really good product. There should be no complaining right now.
The rumor is Okada versus Omega at MSG, but...
What? No. Wow. What, at G1? No.
No, because Kenny's on the contract anymore.
Exactly. He's with AEW.
And I got something.
Jay's in the house.
Are we done with New Japan or no?
Yeah. Why not?
You want to talk about Undertaker showing up at the at fucking StarCast?
Sure, why not?
So Taker is going to be his first non-WWE appearance. It will be at AEW weekend at StarCast.
Did they pay him $25,000 appearance?
It's ironic how they mentioned the fucking price quote, and then the next week he fucking flies into Vegas and signs with them.
Could you imagine? I wonder how McMahon
feels. It was correct. You're right, Nick. You're right. It was the main event. Abdul the Butcher was definitely not a fucking racist gimmick.
No, it was just a black dude playing
A maniac
from Sudan.
Yeah, the madman from Sudan.
I don't have a problem with that.
I have no problem with that either.
I think Kamal was fucked up.
Yeah, Kamal was definitely fucked up. With his feet.
Mook!
I fucking love that shirt, man.
What is a Mook?
Mook-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with, son.
Hell no. Could you imagine me walking in with a Mook-Tang shirt?
Mook-Tang.
Into that fucking stage?
Oh, dude, that's right. April 5th, you're going to be at, while I'm at NXT, you're going to be at,
I'll be at Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart.
With your brother Mikey, Anime Mike.
With the fucking Mook-Tang shirts?
Listen.
Mook-Tang.
Could you imagine me walking in with a Mook-Tang shirt to fucking the studio over there in Staten Island?
Imagine.
And then Mr. Diggs was like, "Excuse me, sir, what kind of shirt is that?" "It's my shirt."
We should get him one when we hand in the design. Try to find out what his shirt size is.
I will.
But you have to explain to him what a Mook is. Well, he should know what a Mook is. He's from New York.
Of course.
Ming, was Ming a racist?
No.
No, I don't think so. You guys are reaching. Brian Maiden's in the room. What up, Iron Man?
Damn, everyone's in the house today.
Fucking dope.
What about, God, what was another one? The Islanders. That was racist.
Oh, wasn't they? Were Islanders.
Still racist.
They were...
Polynesian. The Wild Samoans.
They were Samoan.
But they weren't fucking savages.
But they played savages. That's different, dude. I'm talking about, like, racial epitaphical fucking... We just said a bunch of them. Oh, Anime Mike. We said Virgil. Nick, you're late to the party.
Dude, we haven't had this many people in a while in the room. Shit.
Past Sedell, yeah. Abdul was fucking awesome. He was. I love Abby.
He's all right.
Even though he gave people Hep C.
He sucks.
You didn't like Abby?
I never liked Abby. I think he's fucking
dreadful. Okay, terrific.
Fucking dreadful.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Yes, I am, but at least I know what's good wrestling, and that he's terrible.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, nigga!
That's fucking offensive right there.
That was racist. Nice hat, thanks.
Headshrinkers were? No.
Nation of Domination. We said that already.
The headshrinkers are not offensive.
Headshrinkers were the same thing as the Islanders.
Yeah.
But, anyway, Taker. Pastor Del asked if he was going to be in the Dead Man gimmick. I don't know.
I say American Badass.
I say just Mark Calloway.
Mark Calloway, yo, yo, yo.
Yo, 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 yo. What?
What? What?
But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
Anime Mike in the house.
Old Ming, wooden mask and all.
You met Abby in Puerto Rican?
In Puerto Rico, he meant to say. That's a typo.
I'm sorry. Listen, Puerto Rico is not a country anymore, okay?
It's the shining star of the Caribbean.
Yes, it is.
Most definitely.
The shining stars.
Ugh, that's a terrible gimmick.
What about the fucking matadors?
Mm.
That was fucked up. With the little bull?
El Torito?
That was fucked up. What about El Matador Tito Santana?
That's fucked up because that's a slap. Tito was a fucking horse for them. And they gave him tag teams, they gave him the IC title, and then they made him a fucking matador.
That was fucked up.
I don't know. What's up, Maverick?
Damn, Tommy's in the house?
Yeah,
too?
Maverick's in the room.
God.
So.
It's beautiful.
All right, let's get into some WWE stuff then.
How about Mr. Jimmy Uso getting arrested?
You got any scoops on that?
As of right now, apparently he went to square off with one of the cops. Cops threw out the taser, And he backed off and said, I'll just go quietly, and he got arrested.
That was it?
That was pretty much it from what I heard. Nothing else as of right now. Oh, God. How you doing?
He's advertised as Mark Calloway.
Okay, there you go. Formerly known as Undertaker.
On old Harlem Heat when he walked down the ring in chains. Oof. Mm. Oof. That's borderline. I don't have a problem with Harlem Heat. I love fucking Harlem Heat. Arriba.
Arriba!
I'm going to get that as a soundbite, too.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't as good as,
Yogi! Yogi!
Can't get enough of that shit.
I like when Kofi Kingston had a Jamaican accent, Triple
H. That was...
But when Triple H shot him down, you don't have an accent. Last time Uso got arrested, they won the title. It won't hurt them at all. Can't bury your best tag team.
What about the,
I said Samba Simba, Nick German. You're fucking late to the party. That's what started this whole fucking conversation.
Why are you so angry?
Because he's fucking name dropping. He should...
So?
Fuck him.
You're angry. Maybe because of the tooth being pulled made you angry.
Fuck it.
I'm sorry.
Will you stop?
Fuck you. Know where I got my attitude from?
I got it from a Negro.
Now that's fucked up.
Yogi!
Look, Rob!
Yogi! Yogi!
All day with that shit. All day.
Hit it one more time.
Yogi! Yogi!
All day. All day, every day. With
I swear to God,
kid.
if the Domingos come over to my house one more time, we got to have Karate Kid before we watch a pay-per-view.
He's angry because of that shitty hat. Oh, I'm sorry. We all can't be as cool as you with your fucking beard that fucking people live in. Shut up. But his hat's fucking dope. And every star represents a fucking championship that they won.
All he needs now is a messenger bag and he's good to go.
Yeah. Fucking
dirt. Phil will get you a Boston Celtics messenger bag.
Yeah. Go to the bed bug clubs. Drink fucking PB.
Ooh. Ooh, look at this mess here tonight.
Look at this barbecue. Look at this barbecue right here. Where's the mess at?
Wow, we got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
Put that cigarette out.
What was that, Philly?
That was your asshole,
no,
dude.
No, it's not.
Dude. Oh, what's up? Look who it is. Lisa. It's fucking Dr. Doolittle. What's up, Lisa?
Oof.
That's a sweet ass hat. Goddamn right it is, Shane. You know where I got this? I got this from the fucking.
You know
the
sweet
NBA
ass?
Store.
These farts right now.
Oh my God, Choppy, man. Holy shit. You do drink PB. Of course you do.
Woo!
Oh my God. Oh man. Damn, man.
I taste caca.
Oh, my mouth was open. Damn, dude. Dude, your asshole's infected. Your asshole is infected.
Woo! Look at this mess here tonight.
Yeah.
Yo, look, you like this hat?
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
I thought Choppy's ass was set white. It could be, Mike. I keep doing that shit. Put that ass out, Choppy.
Oh, look, Melanie.
And put that ass out. That's right, Melanie. Gross. Gross.
Will you stop?
I'm sorry.
You sick freak!
Anyway.
What's the other news?
Sorry. Mark Henry's getting a documentary
yes,
after Elimination Chamber tonight.
Yep.
So Tuesday, Sunday night. Let's see. The Royal Rumble's going to be in Texas, in Mario's hometown, in next year. At Houston Nationals Park.
How many people does that...
Minute Maid. Minute Maid, I think, holds about 40-something.
So basically the same thing as this year.
Yeah, no, baseball parks are now smaller than... Because they can fit more people. And what else is going on? We're going to... Let's preview Elimination Chamber.
Yes,
we are. We'll take a break.
Ooh, I keep telling you, man. I think something big is going to happen to this pay-per-view.
Okay. Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin, no DQ.
Ugh, Braun Strowman's gonna win that.
Yeah, Braun Strowman for the win. This is depressing. Balor to battle for the IC title in a handicap match against awful Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush.
I think Balor's gonna win the belt.
Uh-oh, what is Danny saying? Who needs pepper spray? Use Choppy. You ain't lying, Rich. Is that Portuguese?
It is.
Os retrocessos do tensor são dos leitos.
I don't speak Spicanese, I'm sorry.
My Portuguese is really not that good, but I know how to speak it, I just can't read it too well. But it says something about like about sweet milk in a woman's breasts, and then...
What?
I swear to God. And then it says, muito amor, it says, much love, friends.
All right, thanks, Donnie.
Damn, Chubb, I wonder if we lit a fire with your farts. Oh, you definitely would. It'd be like Kofi Kingston is Jamaican gimmick. Boop, boop.
Thanks, Donnie. Stay cool, you badass motherfucker mooks.
Love you, brother.
Love, brother. Choppy's the reason for global warming.
Yeah! I think Balor's going to win that.
Yeah, Balor will win the ice title.
You want to know why? Because he's got to win it. He's been getting shitted on.
The besties, bestie battle brothers, Shane and fucking Miz against the Usos.
Miz and Shane. Hold
yeah, on Miz and Shane. Ronda Rousey against Ruby Riott. That should be a good match.
It should be, but I think Becky calls her Ronnie. I think Ronnie's going to win that.
Yeah, I like Ronda Rousey. I know I shouldn't, but I do.
I don't like her.
First ever women's tag team champions to be decided inside the chamber.
Okay, I think a heel team is going to win this.
So Tamina and Nia Jax?
No.
Madison, what's her name? The other two dish rags. These two.
Mandy Rose and the lesbian.
Yeah. So not the Riott Squad.
Sonya Deville.
So not the Riott Squad. Not the two
Australian bitches.
Not Ember Moon.
You know what?
Not Becky. Is Becky gonna finally turn on fucking Sasha Banks?
Becky? You mean Bailey?
Bailey. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so. I think you know what? Scratch that. I think Bailey and Sasha are gonna win the belts.
My cousin Anthony, iconics because they're so hot. Mike Walsh, Mike, you read Portuguese like Ivan Koloff does a promo. That's awesome. That is so fucking correct.
Oh boy,
I'm taking Nia Jackson to mean the snooker.
Why? So Tamina can finally get a title.
Yeah,
she's fucking dreadful.
But Nia Jax is not.
So Nia Jax is good, but Tamina's fucking dreadful.
Yes, Choppy, I agree.
Next.
And oof. For Daniel Bryan's... Oh, no, wait. What do you call it, match? Brock Lesnar's fighting, isn't he?
No, he's not
to WrestleMania. The WWE... The Universal Championship is not being defended. So it's Samoa Joe, Randy Orton, AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, and Kofi Kingston against Daniel Bryan and his fucking biodegradable belt. Oh, that's what he wrote. Is sweet
Thermomix is a sweet milk from the golden. I knew something about breasts, and then it said much love, friends. Good job,
he,
bro.
He said virgin
breasts.
Virgin.
Thank you. Sasha is injured and out. Okay. Tamina can get it. Ring that bell.
Okay.
All right, Georgie.
Because
Tamina looks like fucking the MTA worker at his train station. That's why. Those big ass fucking, with that big ass and those childbearing hips. She got
childbearing hips
with the MTA jacket.
You're so offensive, Mike.
I'm saying.
Back to work.
Oh, sorry.
God damn it.
Fuck it.
Will you stop? Okay, the winner of this match.
Will you stop?
Is
God, you're gonna think I'm crazy.
I think Daniel Bryan retains.
I want Daniel Bryan to retain, but I think something tells me Kofi's gonna win this.
Listen, as much as we want Kofi Kingston to win the biodegradable championship, there is absolutely no way they're putting it on him.
And here's, okay.
If they do, they break up New Day.
That's what I'm saying.
If they do, they break up New Day. And that's when Big E gets his fucking push that I've been asking for the last 3 years.
And I think there's supposed to be rumors of Daniel Bryan going up against Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania.
I'm going with past. I'm saying Bryan Danielson.
I would say Kofi.
Yeah?
I'm going to say Kofi.
Kofi wins and smokes the belt like ganja.
Now that's offensive, Rich.
Black History Month, y'all. That's right. Fucking Mook shirt. That's awesome.
What is a Mook?
Yogi! Yogi!
Can't.
Whoever beats Daniel Bryan for the belt will throw it into dumpster fire. Burn it. Like Rhino did with the ECW title.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's fucking delicious.
Can't wait.
I'm excited. It's funny because last week Choppy said to me, he's like, I think something. Well, he's been telling me this for a couple weeks now since the Rumble. Something's going to happen in Elimination Chamber. So, this should, you know, I can't wait. I can't wait to watch it. I'm excited for it, actually.
It's so, the first. I hate Elimination Chamber, but I think it's going
to
be good.
I can't stand you. Even Double A said to me the other day, like, oh, Phil's favorite match is coming up. I'm like,
it's terrible.
I hate the Elimination Chamber. I hate any version that's not of a fake steel cage. Where am I? Whoa, game third, if you will.
And where am I? Mook shirt, if
Mook
you
will. Mook shirt, if you will.
This gets me so angry. People saying Kofi should get the title run. He's gotten titles this whole career. Everyone isn't a heavyweight champ. Ask Million Dollar Man, Piper, Honky Tonk. Yeah, he's right. Yeah, I agree, Anthony. You're right.
Anthony's got a point. But, and like I said, if they do it, something extreme has to happen.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Because they can't market Kofi Kingston as the world champ.
Right now, the New Day has done everything they can do in the tag team division. They are the longest reigning tag team champions of all time. In that company.
That's depressing.
And I know they'd be demolition. It sucks, but that's just the way it is.
It is the way it is, right.
So the only thing they should do is break him up. And I think Big E should have gotten the belt, not Kofi.
That's my dude, man.
I love Big E.
I love Big E Langston. That's my motherfucking dude. So that's it. That's Elimination Chamber.
That's it, guys.
You want to take a quick break and then we'll do our throwback tonight?
Yeah, guys, I got to go wet my whistle.
I got to tinkle.
And I got to fart again.
Oh, your fucking asshole is infected.
You love my asshole.
Oh, God, no.
Do you like caca?
No.
You better like some caca.
What do they do in your country? Never mind. All right, guys, Chemical Throwbacks live, Rant EM Radio. It's Phil. It's the infected fucking colon choppy.
The infected colon choppy.
And
what alliteration was that? Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I'm full of them.
You're full of them. Full of shit?
Yeah, baby. You're full of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, literally. We'll be right back, guys.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh, my God. I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists. Cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Dance.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rhea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
Step the fuck back! Before you get knocked down, step the fuck back. I'll bring the hammer down. Step the fuck back. Before you get knocked down, step the fuck back. I'll bring the hammer down. They used to be a town.
New Sworn Enemy comes out April. Prepare for Payback, the new single. I'm plugging it because it's the fucking best. Shout out to Sal and the boys.
Sounds like dog shit.
You're out of your fucking mind. Spoke to Sal last night. Fucking love Sworn Enemy.
I think they're offensive.
You're offensive.
Your face is offensive.
Your asshole isn't. Is
that
definitely.
I agree with.
Big Sal's in the room. We just talked about Sacred Heart. April 5th, FTW is back in the building. You know what I'm saying? Choppy and Anime Mike are holding it down. It's going to be so dope.
Hello, gorgeous.
That's right.
What is that? Colonoscopy? Whatever it's called.
Choppy needs a colonoscopy.
And then it says
A. A colonoscopy. Choppy, yeah. Choppy is Eugene with a shaved head. Holy shit! Show him the Eugene picture we just got. I'm sick of the pancakes. Me too, Pastor. Iron Man. As long as they don't do the shield angle, I'm fine. Choppy, that fart just got to Harlem.
There it is.
Show, there you go, Mike. We just got that last week from the big event guys. So, yeah, it's for the wall of shame the Turnbuckle Throwbacks has. So, like I was telling everybody before, Choppy will be in the building hosting Turnbuckle Throwbacks April 5th for the first time. And I'll be at NXT with Rob and you-know-who.
Yogi! Yogi!
You're not going to let up, are you?
Dude, I was all about it today. I just don't want Alina to fucking challenge me to a fight to the death, because I don't think I can win.
He'd kill you.
He'd probably kill me. It sucks. I don't want to die.
He'll use his masterful Miyagi. Miyagi moves.
With that big piece of wood.
What about the little...
the drum?
Yeah.
We got to get one of those, man. I know what I'm getting Alina for his birthday.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden Daniel-san got all these magical powers and started whooping the ass.
And breaking ice and shit. $600. Like, what? Where do you get that money from?
I don't know.
And then it was like, what are we going to do with all that money? He goes, we get college tuition and then get Chinese. I'm like, really? Really? Oh, boy. Have Chop sign it again. Choppy's fault can knock on anybody. My mouth was open, man. He almost almost choked me to death.
Well, at least we disinfected that fucking tooth of yours.
My tooth was disinfected. Whatever. It's out, you fucking nitwit.
So what?
Daniel San. All right, you ready for the throwback?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Boy, did I have fun watching this fucking
cut. This pay-per-view was fucking fantastic.
Quicksilver technique. Wah, wah, wah. Everybody's on fire tonight, boys, including Choppy's asshole.
Everyone's on fuego for sure.
And for anybody in the chat room still?
I don't know.
Oh, checking the page, nothing.
Just two anonymous people.
Okay, I'll switch over to Facebook. Okay. Thank you for everybody listening on TuneIn also. We have people listening on TuneIn.
Fuck them.
No. You can't tell our fans. We already spoke about this. People are listening to us two losers fuck on a
we're not losers
on a Friday night. Yes, we are.
We're not losers.
No pork chop blows the mic.
This is true.
Look at this. This is like Portuguese love over here. February 14th, 1999, from the Pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee. 19,028 in attendance. The buy rate was 1.21.
That's really good.
What's the math on that, Chop?
That's 1,210,000 buys.
Mitchell Cole, Jerry Lawler.
And Shane O'Mac.
Hell yeah, baby. That's another fucking clip I gotta get. Baby, Adam Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is WWF In Your House number 27. In Your House, St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Who was it sponsored by? I don't think it was sponsored by anybody.
10-10-220, I think.
Was it?
I think so,
I don't
remember. Yeah.
I think it was sponsored by the mayor, Mr. Mayor Jerry Lawler's...
Choppy's ass is more fuego than my mom's homemade salsa.
There you go.
And he's from the motherland where the salsa is good.
Why is he gotta be from the motherland?
Texas. It's all bigger in Texas, bro. Mario, please tell him everything's bigger in Texas.
If you say so.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
You're gay.
Wow. Wow. And you know what you are?
You're a jackal. That's what I think of you.
So Michael Walsh just said, Choppy, worst human resources rap for the Termical Throwbacks.
Sponsored by my balls.
There it is.
All right.
First match.
I had so much. I can't tell you enough how much fun I had.
This match was fun. All these matches were fun.
I had just gotten home from oral surgery, and I'm laying in bed, and I'm like, I'm going to watch this again. And I watched it again. No Karate Fighters.
Not Karate Fighters.
Karate Fighters presents. Stridex presents. Snickers presents.
Hair Club for Men presents the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Wow. I'm not only Hair Club president, I'm also a client.
There it is.
The first match of the evening was Blue Dust.
What about Blue Dust with his little leaf covered in his prime?
How about Blue Dust cutting a promo in blue?
Yes.
His body was painted in blue.
What about when he was trying to do the and he choked. He choked. I love it.
I don't know about any of you. Everything's bigger in Texas, especially our bitches. I'm a single man. Push him over to my side. Anyway.
Yeah, he'll push some bitches over once you send him his two hats.
You're right. I'm sorry, Mario. I got thrown out of my house. I packed my bags and I left. This was fun.
It was a short match.
This was fucking fun. I enjoyed this a ton. I can't say enough about the Blue Meanie. He's always entertaining. Whether he was skinny or big, I didn't care.
Skinny Meanie was not fun.
He's banging a porn star for a while. Jasmine St. Clair.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Good for him.
See, fat guys do get fucking sexy bitches. I'm living proof, and so is the Meanie. But Goldust wins this. This is like a 3-minute match. But I think the afterwards was funnier because he gave him the fucking Shattered Dreams twice.
Yep.
That was really fucking good.
Good match. I you know what? The only complaint I would have probably have about this match is that I would switch a lot of the matches around.
Chop dust. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yes!
Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Chop dust. You do it in Portuguese.
Chop dust.
Como se dice chop dust?
Chop dust.
Yeah, just... This was such a fun time to be a fan, man. 99.
It's a fun pay-per-view.
This is fun, yeah.
Better than the Royal Rumble, I must say.
Of 99?
Yes.
Yeah. The Rumble was good, though.
But the undercard was terrible.
Oh, well. That goes without saying.
Now, the next match is a lot of fun.
Yeah, for the vacant hardcore title match. Now, these guys were friends.
and our enemies.
If anybody knows the story, Al Snow, not kayfabe, started a crew of guys called the Job Squad. And these guys were all talented wrestlers who just jobbed a lot to other superstars.
If I'm not mistaken, it was Al Snow, Hardcore Holly, Too Cold Scorpio, Gilbert,
mm-hmm.
somebody else.
Stevie Richards, I think, was in the Job Squad.
And Blue Meanie.
And Blue Meanie.
Yep.
But, yeah, this was, and now they, you know, and Bob Holly, they made a reference to Sparky Plug.
Yes.
That was fucking rich.
But then, like, Michael Cole mentions that, you know, Bob Holly, what does it say?
Chop dust.
Equals t-shirt.
I need some hardcore shop Photoshop people. If you guys can, seriously, if you guys design shirts, me and Choppy will submit them to Pro Wrestling Tees. Like, I'm doing that Mootang shirt. If you guys want to do a fucking chop dust shirt, I'll have at it. Just make sure it's fucking dope and it's in high quality and email the turnbuckletrowbacks1@gmail.com and we will put it on the fucking on the page to have it printed.
And what do you call it? If I'm not mistaken, like Michael Cole says, like, oh, he, you know, he had the Intercontinental title for a cup of coffee, then he had a tag team title for a cup of coffee. I was like, he was never IC champion.
And he never drank that much coffee.
And of course not. drink a lot of juice.
Yeah.
Lots of juice.
Bob Holly.
He wins a match by wrapping Al Snow in fencing. Near the Mississippi River. It was smart.
Yeah. Yeah. And Al Snow is just, will fucking sell anything. He'll sell salt to a slug. That's how good Al Snow is. That's how, Al Snow was one of those guys, man. And he had a really prolific run at the ECW title right before he left against Shane Douglas.
He was supposed to win it.
Yeah, like he was. I remember being at the arena when they were throwing the fucking heads in the ring and all that shit. Like, I don't know if people realize how good Al Snow. I'm taking nothing away from Bob Holly, of course. Because Bob Holly was a talent, but I don't think people realize how really good Al Snow was.
I mean, yes. I mean, I don't know if you remember. I don't know if people know this, but Al Snow also wrestled for ECW in like '94 when he was the. What was that his gimmick? A Wrestling's Hidden Secret, I think it was, or something like that.
Yeah, I forgot. But I know
he got it. And he wrestled like Benoit in like classic matches, and it was good stuff. Like, he was really, really good.
Yep.
And then, and for him to go up against Shane Douglas for the ECW title was amazing. And then
such a good run, man.
Yeah, he had
a good run. Yeah. 100%. And so this was fun to watch.
I enjoyed it.
I wasn't a big, big fan of the hardcore title. Because I was still an ECW mark at that point. Like, I'm really bitter that they were biting. Like, them and WCW were biting all the fucking. They were signing all the rejects from the ECW, and then they were fucking just biting all their shit, you know? Uh-huh. And I was like, ugh.
Yep.
Because nobody did it like ECW.
No,
you know?
Of course not. It's different.
But I can appreciate the talent.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Bob Holly and Allison Allison. That was a pretty good match.
Next match, we have the Big Boss Man versus the, not Naked Midian, but just Midian.
So, Taker is now with the ministry, and he's in the back cutting his promo.
With his cult followers.
With his cult followers, and he's telling Midian that he's got to step up now. He's the first one they're going to take over in the whole nine yards. And they mention Midian's real name.
Which is Dennis Knight.
Dennis Knight. They were Southern Justice, right, before this, right?
Him and...
they were the Godwins.
The Godwins and then Southern Justice.
Then Southern Justice.
And then they fired the other guy, and then it was...
Henry Godwin.
And then just kept Dennis Knight, which is Midian.
And he got more creepier as it progressed.
Yes.
He would come out, like, naked, and he had, like, different colored hair, and, like, makeup on. He had, like, Kamala, like really bad Kamala makeup paint on his naked body. Really fucking creepy. Not a big fan of the ministry. I like the Brood. I like the Acolyte. I like the people individually. I just didn't like the whole group.
The group that doesn't mesh well.
Yeah.
But, this match, I thought this match was pretty good. I mean, the crowd wasn't really into it because the crowd didn't like Midian. Like, they were trying to force us to think, the commentators were trying to force us, the fan watching the pay-per-view, that Midian was a good guy and Bossman was a bad guy. When we all knew Midian and both Bossman were both bad guys.
Yeah.
It just didn't make it, because Jerry was like, I can't believe this crowd likes the fucking ministry. No one liked the ministry.
No.
No one did.
No.
It's like what you said. People liked the guys individually.
Yeah. But even when they kidnapped fucking Stephanie. It was stupid. It was really dumb. Fucking dumb.
So
this is 6 minutes and 20 seconds.
It was not a bad match, though.
No. It was, you know.
Bossman hits the Bossman Slam. He covers Midian. 1, 2, 3. And the Ministry comes out there, starts beating the fuck out of Boss Man. They card him out like as if like on a crucifix kind of deal.
Now, let's not forget, the Ministry had beef with the Corporation.
Yeah, so it's pretty much Ministry versus Corporation right now.
Right, and because of the whole thing. And yes. That storyline goes into the spring, actually.
Yep.
So that was, again, not a bad match.
It was good. It was
just
fun.
I wasn't a fan of fucking Midian and that nonsense.
Next match is for the WWF World Tag Team Titles.
Texans Shanghai, that's right.
We have Jeff Jarrett and the Nugget Owen Hart with Deborah.
I got a little lumpy in the throat, and I'm going to tell you why.
Owen Hart.
Because of Owen Hart, because he was going to die a couple months after this, but the night after he died, right?
Yeah.
Remember when they had all the wrestlers talk about their memories of Owen Hart? And Jarrett and Deborah were like sobbing.
Yeah.
I know why now. They were a good fucking tag team. This was so much fun to watch, and I appreciate Jeff Jarrett more now with this match because of the relationship he had with Owen. Had a relationship with everybody. That he was a really good guy from what we all heard and read. But like, I know why now. He was physically sobbing, like couldn't talk during that night. You look at something like this. They were the tag champions for a minute, and they fought another really good team,
which was D'Lo Brown and Mark Henry
and the World Strongest and Ivory. Yeah,
not the World Strongest Man. Sexual Chocolate.
He was Sexual Chocolate. That's right.
It's sexual, baby.
Yeah. Oh. That's right, Kelly. Bushwick Championship Wrestling. You're looking at a 2-time champ right here. I'll get into that later. Explain to that later.
Bushwick sucks.
Your mother sucks. How about that?
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Okay.
And coming from me, that means like a whole lot of nothing.
Your mother sucks. No. That's it. Anyway, this was a good match, though.
No, it was good. I mean, it was very athletic, considering the fact that you had Mark Henry, who's a very slower guy, a much slower athlete. But, very good match. D'Lo was fantastic.
Always fantastic.
Owen was fantastic. Jeff was fantastic. And it's hard for me to say because I'm not a Jeff Jarrett fan.
No, I'm not a big Jarrett fan either. We're not. We never were.
No.
But I appreciated this match.
No,
a ton.
And then they were like saying that Deborah was getting involved. She was getting involved not that much, though. She was getting like D'Lo's attention most of the time. It wasn't Mark Henry's attention.
Puppies!
And then, fucking Lawler with his fucking like sexual innuendos throughout the whole night.
Perfect. Like, this was just a perfect,
I didn't like the way Owen hit Mark Henry with the guitar, though. It was a little awkward.
Owen's not really good with instruments, as you could tell. It's any kind of apparatus. It took.
Definitely not good with a harness.
Yeah, he perished.
So
no, it's the truth, though.
So your winners and still tag team champions, Jeff Jarrett and Owen Hart.
With Deborah.
After the match, Ivory literally rips off the top of Deborah. What do I mean the top? I mean the
yeah. Was Deborah with Austin at this point? Like in real life?
Not yet. I'd say like 2000.
Yeah?
Yeah, not yet. And what? And then your next match is the WWF Intercontinental Championship match. Your champion, Ken Shamrock.
Against hello, ladies.
The porn star himself, Val Venus, with Ken Shamrock's sister, Ryan Shamrock.
Fake sister.
It doesn't matter.
Right, but so let me premise this, and whoever's new to Turnbuckle Throwbacks listening tonight, you guys all know that me and Choppy pick the topic, but we don't talk about it until that night. We go over like the actual pay-per-view, but we don't talk about our notes or our comments. So on the way here today, we were talking about how great this pay-per-view was, and I was like, I can't wait for tonight, big show, da-da-da. And as soon as we mentioned this match, both of us talked about the same fucking spot. So now, Billy Gunn is a specialist referee, like Choppy said. At this point, Ken Shamrock is the IC champ. Billy Gunn is on his tail for the title, giving Billy that push towards King of the Ring, and him also being IC champion at one point, which I'm still a big fan of. I always was. And Val Venus was one of those guys that you always knew the gimmick was over, but he would have looked better with gold. So just to set up Billy Gunn and Ken Shamrock, Val Venis had to win this. So the angle was that Val Venis filmed an adult movie with Ryan Shamrock, Ken's sister. And she became progressively skankier and skankier every night. You know, every time she came out, her skirt was shorter, her fucking bra with her itty-bitty titties was tighter and whatever. You know, yeah, and apparently he was dating her at the time.
Yeah, he was.
And in storyline, they were siblings.
Yeah.
That was creepy. I forgot to mention that today.
Yeah.
But Shailen brought up again. Weird. Because, and I said this to Choppy Tanner on the way here. I said, Ken Shamrock was good for his time. I felt like he fit right in. Even though he was still, didn't cut a really good promo, and you know he really fucked up a spot. And if you noticed it, Chubby, why don't you tell them the spot we're talking about?
So basically what happens is...
thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Fuck you. Anyways.
Mike knows what we're going to talk about.
So basically what happens is Ken Shamrock has Val Venis in the ankle lock. Ryan Shamrock grabs Val Venis's hands and pulls him towards the ropes. Ken Shamrock loses his shit, goes outside, and he's like, what the hell? Blood's sticking to water. How could you turn your back on me? Then he says, slap me. And then she slaps him in the face. You could literally everybody in the first three rows could hear that he said slap me.
In the car at the same time, Choppy and I looked at each other and said, slap me.
Yes.
That was fucking awesome.
That was the only thing he fucked up on. I don't know.
But he was infamous for that. Yeah, Saving Ryan's Privates. That
yeah,
was the
Saving
name of the
Ryan's
movie.
Privates, yes.
That was so good, Mike. Thank you. But yeah, like he was infamous for calling his spots really loud. I can remember him. Where was I? Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania? I went to a house show in Pennsylvania somewhere. And he was just screaming shit, like, randomly. It was stupid. He thought Owen Hart was stupid. But, yeah, he was very, 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 very green a lot of places.
Yes.
He can wrestle, though. Like, he can, you know.
But athletically, he was good.
Yeah, athletically, he was a good guy, you know. Wait, so, yeah, let's see the comments. Yeah, I forgot that spot. I don't have a life, Phil. Well, I'm single again, Mike, so I no longer have a life as well. I no longer have a life anymore either. It's just me and my computer. So, yeah, I have more time to put into this now, which is really it's going to be scary this year. So pack a lunch. But this is – but honestly, though, I haven't seen this in 20 years, even though I've had the network since its inception. I have not seen this pay-per-view. So this was fun to watch. I watched it twice. I was really fucking happy with it. The next match was my least favorite match of the night.
I actually enjoyed it. What are you talking about?
I didn't say it was bad. It was just my least favorite.
It was pretty good.
It was Triple H and X-Pac versus Kane, Corporate Kane. And Corporate China. China had turned on DX.
Mm-hmm.
Wilkes-Barre. Yeah, Wilkes-Barre, eat a dick, whatever. It's fucking Pennsylvania. It's the way, it's as my stepfather would say, it's where you go to die. Ring the bell. Shout out to my stepdad, Dean.
My only complaint about this match, I think this match should have started the pay-per-view.
I'm more mad that China couldn't talk. Like, she tried. I mean, you know, she had the presence. She can somewhat wrestle.
She was passable.
Right. But, like, when she spoke, it was like, unless she's taking loads to the face a couple of years later, but other than that, she can't talk. You know what I'm saying? But it was weird seeing China not in DX.
Yes.
Because she started DX with HBK and Triple H. Triple H, always good on the mic. X-Pac is amazing. But Shane McMahon is the X-Factor.
Yep.
Shane McMahon comes out screaming, carrying on, commentary. Talk about this a little bit. No, nothing. You want to talk about a little bit?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, okay.
Basically, there's a spot in the match where I think it was a Chicane and Triple H are, like, fighting a little bit in the outside with the referee getting distracted. And, you know, China's in the corner, and you know, X-Pac is about to nail China. And then all of a sudden, Shane McMahon nails X-Pac in the back of the head and then pretty much forces X-Pac to run after Shane McMahon all the way to the back.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, it's just pretty much Triple H and China in the ring by themselves. And Triple H is about to nail her with the fucking pedigree. And all of a sudden, here comes Corporate Kane.
Corporate Kane.
The big red retard.
As my son would call him.
picks him up for the choke slam, slams him, puts China and drapes her over Triple H, and it took. And all of a sudden, Tim White came out of nowhere magically.
Yeah, magical Tim White.
Yeah, magical Tim White. And then it was 1, 2, 3. China pins Triple H.
No, Shaylin, I didn't like Shane on commentary either because all he did was scream and
carry on. I liked it.
I like Shane McMahon.
At the time, I know I liked it, but at the time I hated it. It was annoying.
Yeah, it was annoying. I have to agree with Shaylin on that one. Just weird. Just weird seeing China not in DX. It was just a weird thing, you know?
Well, that was a setup point.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just... That was
I think this match should have happened at WrestleMania where Triple H turns on X-Pac during the match and then joins Kane and China.
China could sell sunglasses in a hut at the mall. Damn it.
Wow.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, yeah.
Where's my okay, terrific? Where is it? There it is.
Okay, terrific.
Anyway. Meltzer alert, Meltzer alert, Meltzer alert. Meltzer alert.
What a not a rush.
3¾ stars Dave Meltzer gave this match.
What's up with him in 3¾? What the fuck?
Who know? I think he used to fucking watch too much Star Search with Ed McMahon. Remember? 3¾ stars. You are correct, sir. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Were you too young for Star Search? You might have been.
I remember Usher performing on Star Search.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's, okay. Yeah, you're not that young to not see that. Appreciate that.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm just making sure you knew.
Fuck you.
Yeah, getting my drink on.
X-Pac finally nailed China in the one in China.
Okay.
And X-Pac will later nail her later too. From me, I'm allowed one. Yep.
You know what, Pastadel? You know what that gets, right? Pastadel's getting his
Jesus.
There it is.
There it is.
Now, the last man standing match for the WWF World Heavyweight Championship, Mankind the Champion versus The Rock.
In a last man standing match.
Yes. Match started off very weird with Mankind putting his hands behind his back, so that way the Rock was... Star Search was a shit.
Yes, it was, Georgie, every Sunday night. I'm sorry, Choppy, go ahead. Let me cut you off.
It was just very weird. I didn't like the fact that he started off with his hands tied behind him. No, that's high, but he put his hands behind his back so The Rock just attack him. And at the last minute, he grabs the belt and nails the Rock with the belt and lays him out. It was kind of weird.
This was a long match.
It was a good match, though.
22 minutes it almost went. I'll tell you, watching this again, you know why he's Mick Foley is like almost crippled. He was a bump machine. Like
I think his bump card was already used and abused during 99.
That's for you, Pastor. Choppy's an old soul with a stank rectum.
Yes, there you go.
That's true.
That's very true.
It's true.
It is what it is.
It was a draw.
Yeah, everyone was pissed. They were like, bullshit.
I think this is the... I mean, we got reactions from DX. The crowd was hot for DX, right?
Correct.
And Billy Gunn. Mm-hmm. The crowd was pissed.
They were upset that he ended the sights of winter.
Really fucking pissed.
They were hoping, like, man. First off, they were chanting Rocky sucks, which is the norm at the time because he was still the heel leader of the corporation. And then fucking, they were chanting bullshit when the guy announced a draw. And
yeah.
I was like, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Only was a massive, yeah, exactly what Phil said. A massive bump machine.
I was watching the, he did some kind of like like spoken word. It's on the network, the last one he did.
Okay.
And, like.
Genius?
I mean, it's great because, you know, Mick Foley's a Long Island guy. He's a New Yorker and he's a lifelong fan and he was a great performer. And when he talks, he connects to the people.
Correct.
Like he's just like a regular Joe. The thing is though, when he talks, you could tell, you know, he's been, you know,
yeah, a lot of the brain cells were like gone.
Yeah, 100%. And it's, you know, The Rock was so good, Foley was so good. It was just it magical. There was a chemistry with him, Rock, Austin. Like, those guys just all together were just good.
And this is exactly why there was always a number one. I could say that The Rock and Austin in 99 were, like, they were tied as number one. And then Mankind was number two. If that's a fair fair assessment.
You know what? Yeah, I'll
with as baby faces.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I'll buy that.
And then Triple H knew that he couldn't compete with that. So what did he do? He turns and he became the number one fucking heel in the company.
It's true. Mike says the worst part of this match was beyond the mat when they showed Mick's kids as he getting his head bashed in with a chair. Rock had the Adidas jumpsuit on to hide his steroid nipples.
Well, I believe that match was for the Royal Rumble. This one, I didn't show that.
Yeah, I don't think it was a different match, but same time.
Yeah, correct.
Matt Squire is in the room. Thank you, Mario. Mario's going to work.
All right, Mario. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good night, my friend.
The address, man. Choppy, cheesecake is delicious, you mook.
Fuck you. It's disgusting. Cream cheese with sugar. Yuck.
Anyway.
Anyways.
He said jerk off. Call Mario a jerk off. Mario's a boy, man. I didn't say that. You did. You just called Mario a jerk off.
I called you a jerk off.
No. You called Mario a jerk off. Why would you call me jerk off?
Because you're a jerk off.
Yeah, but that's besides the point.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
I gotta really ask you a question.
Please.
Anybody see Richie?
Anybody see Richie? Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo? Anybody see Richie?
Oh, man, that movie's fantastic. Stop pushing my patrons around.
Gino, get that fucking mook.
Yo, Sticks. You want to talk about racist. Yo, Sticks, get him. What a great, great movie. Now, on to your main event of the evening, which was the steel cage match. Steve Austin versus Mr. McMahon. And this puts Austin's, WrestleMania spot on the fucking line. No corporate members were involved.
They weren't allowed.
They were not allowed in.
Wasn't Shawn Michaels like the commission at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
So basically what happens, the backstory to this match, the following night after Royal Rumble, Vince McMahon is applauding that he's won the Royal Rumble, but he's withdrawing from facing The Rock for the world title. So what happens is Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold go on the Titantron, and they say, well, since you're dropping out, then the number two guy is going to be Stone Cold Steve
Austin. Steve Austin gets the title shot.
So then what happens is a match is – Austin suggests a match. He says, I will put up my WrestleMania shot if you face me in a match. And he steel cage match. No corporation involved, just me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win, I lose my WrestleMania title shot.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince was like, all right, you got your match. And then that's what happened.
I told Choppy in the car today that I feel like this was the highest point of Vince's Mr. McMahon character.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Uh-huh.
So, it's all right. Okay, go do your thing. And you kind of knew something was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
When guys got barred from the ringside area, obviously we didn't know who was going to happen, but that was a really... So, it took a while for McMahon to get into the cage. So, Austin comes out. They chase each other around, the whole heel face thing.
Was it Austin fakes an injury?
Austin fakes a knee injury.
And then that's when McMahon was like, oh, time for me to get him. And then Austin nails McMahon with a clothesline. It was fantastic.
Steroid nipples with Vince. Vince was, I told Choppy this too in the car.
He was jacked.
He was fucking 50 years old and jiggity jacked to the gills. Yeah, Shane, we talked about that spot in a second. Yeah, you guys are going way ahead of us tonight.
They're excited for this
one. They're very excited for this
one. That's what we do. We entertain the masses.
We do, Chop. You're absolutely right. That's what we're here for.
Good for you. Yes. Throw it up, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he fakes an injury. He finally gets him in the cage and just beats the living shit.
Not just the holy fuck out of him.
Yeah. Vince, you mean, listen, Mick Foley wins the bump award. If there was a runner up to the bump MVP,
it's Vince.
It's Vince.
Vince will take every chair shot.
Yeah.
Every bump. To make the product worth it, if he thinks it's necessary.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. In all sincerity, I'm being sincere.
Yeah.
Do you think any other millionaire at the time, like Ted Turner or any, you think any of those guys would take physical fucking physical pain or take any kind of, do anything physical stunt wise for their company? No, I don't think so. Vince McMahon.
The closest thing to Vince McMahon was probably Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, but Bischoff really wasn't
the owner, but he was,
right,
he was,
exactly. He ran the company, correct.
That's the only thing I would say that would be close.
But you know, Bischoff is an athlete.
He is, and McMahon was not.
Right, and we didn't know Vince was an athlete until later on. Twisted Steel and Sex Pistols, right. So, not only is Vince not an athlete, but Vince was old, way older than Eric Bischoff.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, for him to take that beating at that age, he's in great shape, obviously. He could do it. But, like, it's just like... And they kept repeating the whole get to beat your boss up type thing, you know, and it makes sense. You know?
I mean, that's what the fans wanted.
Yeah, the fan, you know, they work in a McDonald's, they want to go beat up their manager.
And guys, believe it or not, when the WWF used to give what the fans wanted to see.
Yeah, because they had, let's be honest, they were forced to. Because they were trying to, Vince wanted his company to be the best. And in order for him to do that, he had to flip the script and do everything in his power to get that prestige back. Yep. And win it back from WCW, who was destroying... Well, at this point, they had surpassed them in the ratings.
Way, and buy rates for pay-per-views.
Yeah, this 98 was the last year that they were neck and neck. 99 was the fucking jump-off, and then that was the decline of WCW, sadly.
Yeah.
Sadly.
But
Vince takes this beating, man.
And then he takes that horrific bump onto the announce table where he just, instead of just being like falling, he literally jumps. He jumps backwards onto the announce table, and then they bring out the stretcher. I have to ask you a question. Did the medical staff do a good job?
Hold on. You know what, Pestadel? I know that guy who has a tower named after him on Fifth Avenue here in New York. I know he took a bump too. But not for
his company.
Not for the company. He did it for his own.
He did it for Vince, his friend.
As a favor.
But not for his company, he wouldn't do it.
That fucking guy. The wall guy. We'll call him the wall builder. We don't want to mention his name on the show.
If we have to give him a name, we'll call him the Pompadour.
Yeah.
The Pompadour himself.
The Pompadour himself.
So, that piece of shit. Anyways, Bruce Pritchard said Vince was in the gym in the ring for 7 months. For months, 7 days a week before this. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not surprised at all.
Not surprised at all. So, yeah, and then the stretcher comes out, and then they...
Yeah, no, not a good job by Memphis EMS.
And then Stone Cold said, fuck that shit. Flips him over, drags his sorry ass back to the ring, puts a beating to him, and then as he's about to go over the ring, over the cage, Vince... gets on his knees, flips him the fucking bird, and Stone Cold's like, motherfucker.
Shakes his head like, son of a bitch, I gotta go back in there. Beat you again.
And then who happens to appear?
It's Paul White!
Michael's like, it's Paul White! And we're like, who the fuck is Paul White? All of a sudden we see his face, it's the fucking Giant from WCW.
Fucking Giant.
It's Andre the Giant's son.
Ring that bell.
But let me just tell you something. Big Show was massive.
Oh yeah, he wasn't really. He was always big. He was that size for he was 500 pounds for a long time though.
But you want to know something? Do you know how Black is supposed to be slimming? Not in this situation. He was
chop. You're over 7 feet tall. There's nothing appealing about anything. Like when you're over like with the NBA, when guys are 7 feet tall. They're also not 300 pounds like Shaq with 8% of body fat. When guys are 7 feet tall, they're normally like 200 pounds, 250. When you're 7 feet and 500 pounds...
You're a big man.
You're a big fucking dude. You see the size of his hands?
They're huge.
Right. Andre was the same way. You know, like, there's nothing, you know, slimming about being 7 feet and 500 pounds. There's nothing slimming about that.
So, you know? Big Show puts a hurting.
He puts a hurt on Austin.
And then he throws him around the ring. And then it gets to some point that he puts him in like in a belly-to-back suplex maneuver. And then flings Austin into the cage. And the cage opens. And then Austin falls onto the floor and he wins.
I remember when this first happened, I popped. I popped. That was one of the best endings in a cage match.
Oh, yeah.
Because he won the fucking match, but they were like their faces were the best.
I think Big Show was really pissed, though. He was like, oh, my God, I fucked up.
Mike says, do you guys think it was the right intro for Big Show? 100%.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, how long do you think the Big Show was under that fucking ring?
A couple hours.
Bro, that must have sucked.
Yeah. But, you know, it was the start of his new career. And
it was the right move, obviously.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Look what happened to him. Multiple time World Heavyweight Champion, Intercontinental Champion, U.S. Champion, Tag Team Champion.
Yeah, he did it all, man.
ECW Champion.
Oh, I want to try to forget about that. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I just, for me, though, this was, it's a great finish. This was really fun. They did it smart.
And what did it do? It told a story.
Yeah.
A nice story.
It progressed McMahon Austin. You know, there's certain things in the 90s in pro wrestling that you want to forget about. The one thing you don't want to forget about is when Stone Cold Steve Austin battled his boss. You know, Choppy's tired.
Oh, I've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Working on the Wu-Tang.
On the Wu-Tang, the Shaolin.
The Wu-Tang.
You got your Wu tickets?
It's not Wu, it's
Wu! Do you still have that?
I think I still have that. You want to look for it real quick?
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
We still got a couple minutes.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes. Yeah. Let's see. Ric Flair. I got a bunch of Ric Flairs here. Ric Flair style and profiling. Keep talking.
Isn't it on the soundboard?
No, it's not on the soundboard.
Oh, it's not?
It's on the playlist.
Oh, here we go.
It's a commercial, that's why.
So, if I were to give my rating, this is my only complaint. I think I would rearrange the order of the matches. I think I would put the tag match first. Then I'd put in Goldust and Blue Dust. Then it would be the hardcore match. Then the IC match. Then it would be the WWF title and the cage. I would just flip the matches between the tag match and the first match.
I can go with that.
That's really my only complaint. Because that match was pretty good, the tag
match.
Can
I get one of those Woo tickets?
Excuse me?
One of those Woo tickets.
It's not Woo, it's Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Introducing Ric Flair's new Woo! Scratch-off ticket for the North Carolina Educational Lottery with a top prize of $100,000. It's enough to make anyone say, Woo!
When you get on Space Mountain, you'll be like this.
Flair was the man.
Best match of the card? Probably Rock and Mankind, no?
Yeah. That's the best match of the card. My second favorite was the Intercontinental title match. That match was really good.
Today's the 15th anniversary of Eddie Guerrero beating Brock Lesnar for the title. That was Backlash, right?
No, that was...
No Mercy? One of those.
And No Way Out.
No Way Out. I knew it was a no somewhere.
It definitely wasn't Fastlane.
No. Fast Pass.
Or Fast Pass.
Fast Pass.
Or Fast Track to the Backlash.
No, man. I enjoyed that card. That was really fun.
Good pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Good choice, buddy.
No. 1999, buddy.
Good choice, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
That's what I'm here for.
I planned this whole month. That's what I'm here for.
That's what you gotta do something.
We're gonna end the month off good though.
Yeah.
And we're gonna go right into March, which is WrestleMania. Whoa. Okie dokie. Are you ready to get the fuck out of here or what?
Yeah, because I gotta go to sleep.
I know you do, brother. Let's do it. Let's play some music.
Really?
1999.
Lit?
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
All right. Alright, so we're going to have a new shirt, TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, PersonTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. Go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, get all the back content.
You forget about the things I said when I was drunk.
Join all of the friends are connected there. Can I talk or are you going to sing?
Go.
RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, social media gimmicks.
Tell me why.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the brackets for fucking Martin Luther King of the Ring? Who were the last eight guys?
I don't know. I haven't been following. I'm sorry, Nick.
He sent it to us tonight.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, man.
Too busy with the Wu-Tang.
All right, so the last eight. We got Norman Smiley versus Ron Simmons, Booker T versus Abby, Piper in blackface versus Ernie Ladd. Rocky Johnson gets a bye.
Okay.
Anyways. Throwbacks karaoke, thank you. 369 comments tonight.
So?
You guys are fucking awesome. You guys are awesome, really. Sincerely, thank you very much. Thank you for everybody tuning in on Facebook and on Rant EM Radio and on TuneIn. Thanks for all the downloads. The feedback has been amazing lately, again. I'm excited. Choppy's excited. We got a lot of cool shit coming up for you guys. So keep it locked.
G1, baby!
We're doing meetups for WrestleMania weekend. Yes, we are. There's a bunch of stuff going on WrestleMania weekend.
T for the win.
Thank you. So, on behalf of my brother Choppy, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray. He's the Mook Master himself, the Mook Tang Clan. Take care of yourselves, each other. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Don't say those nasty words. Don't be a fucking jerk off. And just be nice to people. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.